USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says it has begun to restart operation of its pipeline to start delivering fuel to eastern and southern states once again. The pipeline had been offline since last Friday after the company was hit with a ransomware attack. Colonial says it may take several days for the pipeline to get back to full capacity and that there may be some intermittent service interruptions as operations return to normal. Gas stations in several southeastern states saw long lines on Tuesday, with many running out of gas as people worried about a possible shortage. And President Biden met with the top congressional leaders of both parties Wednesday to discuss his infrastructure bill. The president has put forth a more than $2 trillion package, with Republicans countering with a smaller bill that focuses on core infrastructure. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes there's room for a bipartisan agreement on an infrastructure package, but told reporters after the meeting that he made it clear to the president that Senate Republicans would not agree to a tax hike to pay for the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Chase Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Chase said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the recent violence in the region. John Clemens with that story.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC has given its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine to be used for children ages 12 to 15, with shots available to be administered as early as Thursday. With COVID cases rising among younger Americans, could getting the vaccines to adolescents be the start of a turning point in the pandemic? Dr. Stanley Perelman says he hopes so. The professor of immunology at the University of Iowa tells CBS News that vaccinating kids will leave fewer people vulnerable to infection and slow the spread of any variants of the virus.
It depends on children that age getting vaccinated, and we hope that eventually children even younger will be vaccinated. Certainly, we want to decrease the number of children who are vulnerable. We have these new variants coming out. Fewer people who can be infected, the less likely the variants are to be able to keep growing in numbers. And we know these children sometimes get serious disease, and we want to prevent that. So I don't know if it'll turn around immediately, but it's certainly a right step towards seeing that things are turned around and we return to more normal times.
And the family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Phi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.